David George Gordon wrote the Eat a Bug Cookbook almost 20 years ago. He's been evangelizing about eating bugs. He's a member of the Speakers Bureau at Humanities Washington, so he's giving talks and insect cooking demonstrations all around Washington this summer. David Gordon told KUOW's Deborah Wong it all began when he was researching a book about cockroaches.
And I started finding all sorts of stuff about places around the world where people eat cockroaches for medicine or for food. And that kind of led me to an interest of, wow, this is crazy, but people all over the world do that. That sort of like sparked a question in my mind, you know, why don't we eat bugs? And I kind of explored all of that in my Eat a Bug cookbook.
So what did you do? What was your first bug meal?
You know, the easiest ones to obtain even today are crickets. So first thing I did was I tried crickets in all different ways. I tried frozen crickets that had been defrosted. I tried wild crickets versus the farm-raised crickets you'd buy in a pet store. I even tried cooking with live crickets just to make sure I wasn't missing out on anything there. And I wasn't. So that one took me several months just getting my chops down with crickets. But then I moved on and on. I started cooking with scorpions and tarantula spiders, large grasshoppers, giant Thai water bugs, all sorts of stuff for the course of that book. There's 33 recipes in there, and all but one are original.
And what's your favorite bug?
I'm glad you asked that question. My favorite bug is actually a waxworm, and it's actually sold in pet stores as food or bait and tackle shops. They're actually not worms. They're little white caterpillars, and they're the caterpillars of a moth that lays its egg on the frames of in a beehive. So all those little honeycombs. And when the eggs hatch, the caterpillars eat the wax. So here's a creature that's just been eating honey and wax all of its life. What's not to like about that? They're quite sweet.
So this started out as kind of a novelty for you, something to explore. But make the case to me, because I'm a little bit skeptical. Why should we eat bugs?
Well, there are lots of reasons. And the UN came out with a report through the Food and Agriculture Organization about 4 years ago that really laid it out. This is like a 180-page report, so it wasn't a little pamphlet. In it, they talked about all the environmental benefits. You know, raising crickets is way less wasteful than raising cattle. It takes thousands of gallons of water to get a pound of steak. And these days, water is precious, so that's kind of a giant waste. We can get the same amount of protein from raising crickets, and they also don't require nearly as much food. The amount of food that goes through a cow is shocking. And something like 12 pounds of grain will get you 1 pound of meat. With crickets, it's more like 2 pounds of grain will get you 1 pound of meat. They have all these amazing vitamins and minerals, things you wouldn't get elsewhere, vitamin B12. Vegetarians or vegans have a real issue with vitamin B12, which is only available through living things. Things like calcium, all the omega-3 fatty acids you'd normally get from eating salmon. So there's all sorts of those reasons to eat bugs. But also the reason the Food and Agriculture Administration got into this, the way our population on this planet is growing, they're projecting that by 2040, there'll be another billion people sharing our resources. Those people couldn't all eat hamburgers if they wanted to. Most of our production lands are already in use. So the FAO is actually looking at alternative protein sources and recognizing that 80% of the world's cultures already do eat bugs. They are urging people to start farming as opposed to wild harvesting and eating more bugs.
So if you just want to try to eat bugs, and you might not want to put a tarantula on your plate, what's a good way to sort of start in on this?
Well, people are saying that crickets are indeed the gateway bug because they're so easy to get. But even more importantly, they're being reared expressly for human consumption. And what they're now doing is roasting the crickets and then grinding them up into a very fine powder that you can add as a supplement to things like everything from brownies or pancakes or breads all the way up to like smoothies or milkshakes. Way Back Burgers was actually offering a cricket milkshake last summer as kind of their summer novelty promotion using that cricket powder. And, you know, in Seattle, you can buy cricket powder at a company called Mark's Foods, or a central co-op. More and more places are starting to carry those. The other thing that I like are Cricut Energy Bars, and those are made with Cricut powder. So I think they have like 15 to 20% Crickets in their ingredients. They're so flavorful, though, you wouldn't know that there was a bug in there unless I told you so.
So when kids come trick-or-treating to your house on Halloween, what do you hand out?
You know, I usually don't hand out bugs on Halloween. I think I did that one year. I just had a plate of leftovers from a previous program. But trick-or-treating is one of my favorite holidays, period, Halloween. But I'm pretty conservative about what I hand out. Individually wrapped candies.
So conventional. David George Gordon wrote the Eat a Bug Cookbook.